Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6 seconds to go. 5 seconds to Sharp. Top of the key. Lost the dribble. He's got to pick it up. It's scooped up by Condon. Condon secures it. And Florida found a way. From 12 down to the school's third national championship in men's basketball. 65-63, the final. The Florida Gators are the national champions once again.
No, you didn't, Joe. Hey, I want to say good morning to my man, Davon Marshburn. He lives for 602. So thanks for listening, Davon.
I want to say good morning to Davon, too. Before Rob, actually, because he listened.
I want to thank the Academy.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, listen, that was a great national championship game last night. It wasn't just a close game, 65-63. Florida wins the third national title.
Might be the best Final Four we've had.
It may be.
All three games. Yeah.
It may be. But this is my question to you two guys. Florida versus Houston, great game. But will it be remembered 5 to 10 years from now? And I ask that because there are players on these teams that we may never really hear from again on the next level. So does that make this game 5 or 10 years from now lost, Ed, because there are no future household names?
That's possible because, as Jeremy alluded to before, like even Florida, you know, Clay Jr. saying it's a team. They played as a team. They played a different brand of basketball. Houston's physical defensive team. I don't know if you know you're gonna have a big star out of here that's gonna gonna tear it up in the NBA. And actually, I think there's other problems too. I'm gonna talk about during Shovels. Like the officials inserted themselves in that second half terribly.
Yeah. Let's call it one way or the other. I don't care if you call it tight.
Game consistently. Yeah.
At one point, there was, I think, Florida had shot 11 free throws and Houston had shot zero.
Uh-huh. There were four fouls total the first half, 26 in the second. Hmm. Both teams double bonus.
Definitely changes everything down the stretch, man.
They called two different games. It was a physical game. Nobody complained in the first half. And then they call a totally different game and the kids have to adjust to it. Like, come on, man.
So the hard part for me is like looking at these two teams and watching these guys all year long and saying, that guy's a really good player. He's going to play at the next level. He's going to play at the next level. You look at the two teams that were here, Cryer and who's the other, the big there. Now I'm blanking on his name. And then on the flip side, you've got Clayton Jr. and a couple athletic guys. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised at who the NBA is going to look at. And just because we fall in love with players, remember when Purdue made their run with the young guard, was it Carson Edwards?
Mm-hmm.
And he was killing everything. Hit that big three in the corner to send Purdue. Like, an amazing run. Everybody's like, oh, my God, I wonder who's going to draft him. And he did get drafted, I think, in the second round, and he never played. So there's a lot of those guys when you look at tweener guards. I think you have a bunch of guys from this game that's going to play basketball professionally. It just won't be in the NBA.
Yeah, and I think –
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. Ctmobile.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, it's funny because the same things we say we love are the things that we shy away from overall. We love a Cinderella, but if you had a Cinderella in Elite Eight, you're complaining about that Cinderella. If you had a Cinderella in the Final Four, I remember, what was it, George Mason was in the Final Four? Man, nobody wanted to see that.
We can go back to last year. It was NC State.
Yeah.
They made that crazy run.
Nobody wants to see that. You know, so you say you want to see it, but do you really want to see it? And I look at this game last night, and I'm thinking to myself, this is a great, great game. But we may look back one day and say, man, it's not, I don't remember who played in that game.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a lot of, even though, like, watching Walter Clayton Jr., and I keep talking about him having ice water in his veins. I mean, he's just hitting big shot after big shot. Could he play at the next level? Sure, he could. But our team's going to give him that opportunity when, I mean, if you look around the league, there's a lot of guards that can score in this league.
Uh-huh.
And when you get to the next level, some of them are bigger, stronger, faster, and it's how you're going to fit in. And I mean, I think Clayton Jr. is going to get an opportunity, but most of these guys, ironically, the thing is, I think most of the big men from these two teams are the ones that you're going to see at the next level and not having great careers, but just being
solid careers.
Yeah.
You know, be maybe the second big man off the bench and, you know, somebody, those are guys, Ed, that'll be in the league for 10 to 12 years, contributing to somebody just because of size.
Yeah. A couple different teams.
The Goons.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex Len is still playing in the league, guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't teach size, man. You know, he's got the work ethic. Evidently, he takes care of his body.
I tried to, but it still won't grow. I was trying to teach it, Ed. It's just the same size.
You're talking to it?
Yeah. Sometimes it talks to me. I'm very lonely. No, but like, again, going back to the national championship, do you think we'll remember this as being a great game or Houston just choking down the stretch? Because
you could ask the same about Houston beating Duke.
I know.
Did Houston beat Duke or did Duke lose?
Well, the new whole reports that was Duke choked because it was Duke.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's fair because Houston's a good defensive team. That steal with like 25 seconds left, you know, changed the game. Well, sealed the game anyway.
Can I advocate on Duke choking?
Yeah.
When I'm pressing you and you have four players in the backcourt trying to break the press, you know what those you also have? Four defenders in the backcourt who's going to crowd the backcourt and not allow you to break that press. They looked as if they never saw a press.
You probably have five guys in the backcourt.
Exactly, exactly.
Defending four.
Now, also on the inbound play, how do you not defend the guy who threw the ball in? Those are things, Ed, that if you played this game in January or February, Duke doesn't make those mistakes. So I don't want to take anything from Houston, but Duke choked. They absolutely choked.
My buddy's a Duke fan, and that's what he says. They choked, man. They choked down the stretch. With Houston, though, four turnovers. You don't even get a shot off at the end of the game. I mean, that's just – it's brutal. And the guy left his feet and drops the ball, and I'm sitting there going, somebody run at that damn thing, please, because he can't touch it.
Can't touch it. It's like nobody knew it until the last second. Florida knew it, but they didn't. So I don't know. I mean, you could say a little bit of both because Florida had to execute, but they were given a lot of you give the other team a lot of opportunities down the stretch like that, and eventually they're gonna cash in. Well, you saw that for Houston, and you saw that go against Houston in two games.
Yeah, Ed's down there in Florida. Ed, did you see that people were camping out in Florida in tents outside of bars so they could get their seat to watch the game?
I did not see that. No. It,
for bar, not to go to the game, not to watch it, to get to the bar so they have their seats.
I know. No, I get it. Look, I tell you, I was just the number of purchases. And you know me, I gauge everything in life by sporting goods stores. And they were flying out of the Dick's Sporting Goods down here. Like everybody, I was sitting at the other table, just gym shorts and stuff. the Gator gear was, you know, being scooped up big time.
And I can't speak for South Florida because I don't go that much, but I spend a lot of time in that Tampa, the Sarasota area.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say that Florida and Florida State, more so than Miami, rule that side of Florida?
Oh, I said it to Jeremy yesterday, 100%.
Yeah.
There's no Miami presence here, none.
And I can't speak for South Florida because I don't go there that much.
I'm assuming South Florida is Miami. But you're talking about, you know, West Central Florida, Tampa Bay area. You know, it's definitely those two teams. And, well, you know, but we used to get our liquor going to spring training before Jeremy joined us.
Liquor.
There was that heads and tails store right across the street. It's Florida State gear. How many cities have stores like that other than one in South Carolina?
Yeah, I was about to say this. I only know two. South Carolina and the other team off the dirt road and Florida State.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Parkville and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you?
Feeling good, man. And a nose win, that's a good thing. And national championship, I didn't stay up to watch either because I love some sleep. But watching the highlights and everything, man, it looked like that was a great game.
Oh, man, if I'm being honest, I'm glad I didn't see the second half with all those damn fouls and having the under. I wouldn't have been able to go to sleep after the damn thing ended.
Chris, who were you pulling for in this? Give me who you were pulling for pre-bracket, and give me who you were pulling for last night.
Well, I didn't do the bracket. Okay. I was a little late this year, but for the Final Four, I'm glad Puke lost, and I'm glad that Florida won. That's who I wanted to come out on top. So the guard play, it usually seems to be the – equalizer, but man, it was a close game. So I like that brand of ball better than an NBA.
Oh, not even close, Chris. I gotta be honest with you, and I know it's just petty of me. That's me. And I'd much rather see Duke go far in the tournament and lose than lose earlier, because like the disappointment seems greater than
it is greater. And I think I always say,
and I don't like
them. I want the blue bloods to be prominent in whatever sport it is. If it's Duke in college basketball, the Lakers in the NBA.
If there's a team you don't like, I don't know, man. Fairleigh Dickinson knocking them off in the first round, or Holy Cross getting you.
I want to see them Bammers go at least to the Elite Eight and have hope.
Hold on.
I want hope.
I agree with you on the front of, like, I'm one of those guys, I want something to root against. So even if you keep winning, I get to root against you in the next game.
Right.
But I understand people going, just get their asses out of there now. Embarrass them.